broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the goal. Hope you're all doing marvelous. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Donald Trump appeared on Michael Savage's broadcast, Kirk. Did you hear that?
I didn't see that or hear about it.
All right. In his latest interview with talk host Michael Savage, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump was asked, what will you do if the GOP establishment shuts you down and prevents you from being part of the nomination? They try to cut him out of the nomination. What are you going to do? Well, Donald Trump, Kurt, referred to his experience hosting prize fights, including 17 bouts featuring Mike Tyson. He says when the fighter goes into the other fighter's home territory, they'll always say the only way I'm going to win is to create a knockout, Kurt. Mm-hmm. The way you knock him out, in this case, is you just win the primaries. Hands down, you win them. And so that's Donald Trump's strategy.
Yep.
If I can win in Iowa, if I can win in New Hampshire, if I can win in South Carolina, where I have very big leads, then there's nothing I can really, nothing anybody else can do, really, frankly. That's what Donald says. What do you think, Kurt? Good strategy? Knock him out.
Win, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy when he's going to try to win stuff.
Kind of like my suggestions on how to win a ball game is just make sure you have more points than the other guys. You know what I mean?
I know it. That's Kurt's plan. It's always a good one.
Keys to the game is what I call them.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the other interesting thing about this is, you know, Donald has a unique way of speaking, Kurt.
Yes,
and,
he does.
I disagree with Donald. I don't think he's the answer for America personally, but see, it's kind of like the Ammon Bundy situation. If I disagree in any way with Trump's rise to fame and his, quote, takeover or everything, if I have any concerns, then people think, man, you're a traitor. You don't like Donald Trump. So, you know, everything I have my hesitations about, doesn't matter how well thought out my logic is, doesn't matter how legitimate my concerns are, doesn't matter if history's repeating itself. None of those things matter. You're just the enemy, Sam, because, you know, you're telling everybody, shoot the messenger, man. There's a fly in the ointment, and I don't want to hear that, Kurt.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating how it works? I can't really have my own opinion. If I do, I'm just a traitor. I'm a psyop. I probably work for the FBI, right? I'm an enemy. Mm-hmm. Not a friend. It's amazing how that all is. Now, I guess a new Fox News poll, Kurt, has Trump on top big time. He even has him beating Democrat frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the general election, Kurt. You know what the numbers are on this? 47 to 44.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, if I only had Trump or Clinton to vote for, I'd be for Trump, Kurt.
Yeah, that is an old way to put it, right?
Yeah, now they even whipped, Michael Savage even went to the racial discussion, Kurt, on this interview.
Uh-huh.
So what about your popularity with African-Americans, man?
Yeah.
Trump put out polls showing him still doing very well, getting 25%+ of the vote. And they say if he really gets that, it's game over. What do you think? Yeah, the election is over. Trump wins automatically if he really can garner that much of the African-American vote, Kurt.
Good point.
Savage said he also believes Trump will do well among Hispanics. Never mind, Kurt, that he doesn't like illegals. See, the Hispanics that are here legally don't want their jobs taken by illegals either. And the Hispanics love machismo, Kurt. You know what that is?
Well, that means, you know, acting like Trump does.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. They like a macho male leadership role.
Yeah. Almost anybody likes that in a leader. You know, it can be upsetting or whatever, but it is, you know, I guess you could say what a leader is. You know, somebody who speaks up and says, hey, here's the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, it may step on somebody's feelings or whatever, but, you know, at least you're not going to wonder where they stand. You know?
Well, and maybe that's why people don't mind Sam Bushman too bad, Kurt. I know I'm kind of belligerent in every way, and I'm, you know. But maybe people kind of like this idea that at least I know what I think and I won't take it.
Yep.
Now, they also asked Donald Trump about the Muslims. He says, you got to go, can't help it, sorry. Got to deport them. If you come now because of Barack's bogus policies, don't misunderstand me. You'll be gone soon. So, you know, it's a sad tale. He says, I have a big heart, but we can't be foolish and put ourselves in harm's way.
Yeah.
You know. He was asked about anchor babies, and he said, uh-uh, can't do that either. Not having anchor babies, that's not working in America at all, and we're not doing that. So he was pretty bold about what he asked to say. The reason that I don't really like Trump very well, Kurt, is I think a lot of his policies are very heavy-handed. There was a silent protester Muslim that was silently protesting that got thrown out of one of his rallies. He's pretty forceful. He's really been a liberal for most of his life. And he'll do behind the scenes whatever it takes to get done.
Yep.
And it turns out that Megyn Kelly is now reporting that he even tried to woo her before he became president. That's a big old debate now, right?
I thought the headline on that was pretty interesting. You know, when you read something about a man trying to woo a woman.
Yeah, you think it relates to sexual whatever. And,
yeah.
Or romantic yet, kind of. That's not what it was at all, though.
No, when you read the story, basically it was like he congratulated her on certain parts of her delivery or her program. He, if I remember right, he would send info to her or whatever. I mean, it wasn't like he sent her flowers and chocolates or, you know, asked her out on a date, you know. I mean, but
you're
the
right.
Headline, that's how that headline, that's why it garnered attention.
However, it is the Donald style, though, to, you know, praise someone, make them feel good, full well knowing that he's going to become running for president and he'd love her kind, fair treatment, etc. And he did his best to create relationships and garner that. Not only is that business, Kurt, but who wouldn't do that?
That's life. I mean,
what do you want me to do? Come up and say, I'm going to run for president. I think you're an idiot and I hate you and I want you to cover me fairly.
I mean, you know, it's...
You know what it reminds me of, Kurt?
Yeah.
How to make friends and influence people.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know that he wooed her, though.
No, but that's what they put in the headline, you know.
I think he just reached out to her knowing she's a very influential conservative talk host, or whatever you want to say, TV news babe, whatever you want to call it, and he tried to get on her good side. I'm sure he did.
Call her a news babe.
No, he didn't. But he,
although that would be his style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be kind of his much.
But he doesn't think she's a babe, style. I don't think, Kurt.
No, well, I don't know.
But all I'm telling you is it's very interesting how that mainstream press spins that. Now, I don't really see anything wrong with Donald doing that. That's his style. He's always done that. And I don't know that there's anything wrong with doing that. They didn't expose anything there, but they sure got a lot of ink over it, Kurt.
Yeah. Megan says Trump tried to woo her.
Now, I'd like to kind of look up that word woo and kind of see what that means, Kurt, because I kind of think that's a wordsmithed in there, manipulated. I mean, it kind of makes you believe he's kind of like one of the Bills. But it's just so far.
Good point.
What woo. Do you say, inaccurate?
They say woo in a verb. It says to seek the favor, affection, or love of, especially with a view to marriage. And number two, to seek to win, to invite consequences, whether good or bad, by one's own action, court. A lot of these have to do with the whole, love kind of stuff. And so that's why I think even though they say it has, you know,
I would say in a narrow way you could make that work, but it doesn't really work, Kurt. It's a manipulated word to wordsmith in incorrect viewpoints, making it sound like the Donald wanted in some weird way Megyn Kelly. It's bogus, and it's her way of manipulating it in her favor.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. All right, we got a whole lot more news tonight, which refused to use coming up. You know that?
Yeah.
And it's not even about Donald Trump. It's not about Ammon Bundy. Kurt wants to talk about diet on your radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, couple quick tidbits. Looks like coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn, wants Trump for president, and runner-up would be Ted Cruz, Kurt.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
I think so.
Coal miner's daughter.
And Cruz is runner-up.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn. Trump for president. Cruz is the runner-up. She said it wouldn't go over too well if I said I wanted Hillary. So, you know.
No. Yeah.
All right. New dietary guidelines, Kurt.
Well, yeah. The headline, according to the big media, lean meat is okay now. but you're supposed to cut the added sugars. They say that some Americans may not have to cut back on eggs and salt as much as they once thought, and eating a little lean
is still
okay.
Glad I didn't do it back in the day, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine, Sam. They say, but watch the added sugars, especially the sugary drinks. This is the Obama administration's new dietary guidelines. Because I'll tell you what, if you want to know how to be healthy, ask your government. They say back off the strictest, these things back off the strictest sodium rules that were included in the last version, while they still assert that Americans are consuming too much salt. The guidelines, they say, reverse previous guidance on the dangers of dietary cholesterol and add the strict new advice on sugar. So, you know, it's up and down and around and back and forth. But, you know, it's interesting how things change, but in many ways how things stay the same. They say they release these every 5 years, and these guidelines are intended to help Americans prevent disease and obesity, because of course your government wouldn't want you to be unhealthy, Sam. They inform everything from food package labels to subsidized school lunches, you know, the way the founders intended it, to your doctor's advice. And by the way, the main message hasn't changed much over the years. Eat your fruits and vegetables, whole grains and seafood too, and keep sugar, fats, and salt in moderation. Oh, yeah, well.
Now, anyway, my response is, what happens when they tell me it's okay to eat sugar now later, Kurt? You know,
well, see,
later on, Tommy, that's fine, too.
Well, that would mean the sugar guys have anteed up, Sam, and,
I see.
You know, got their product okayed.
Now, what do you think of the lean meat okay, Kurt? Lean meat as opposed to fat meat?
Well, what they're really saying there, and they're not, you know, I mean, they're not really talking about it, because beef is supposed to be, you know, that's your dark meat, you know, and that's a dangerous for you, Sam.
Dark
meat?
I mean,
what are you talking
about?
Only good meat.
Is this racist meat or what? I mean, what,
yeah,
what do you mean dark
meat? Yeah,
that's
right. Well, they say the panel suggested calling for an environmentally friendly diet that was lower in red and processed meats. So red meat, Sam, you know what that is, right?
Well, usually when they cook my steak, if they don't cook it enough, it's red, Kurt. Is that
yeah,
to me?
But that's beef, you know. I mean, your chicken typically is going to start out white already, and your pork is going to start out that way, and so it's never
really
going
to get
red.
Wait a minute, they want me to eat white, racist meat? I can't have the, what?
That's right.
I thought white was out and everything else was in, Kurt.
See, because, Sam, you want an environmentally friendly diet. I mean, I'm sure that's one of the main things you do when you sit down. Let's see what's environmental.
When I walk in and it smells good, the environment's great, Kurt. I'm just feeling like it's a fantastic environment to sit down with my loved ones and eat, you know.
That's right.
And I kind of like my steak medium rare with a little bit of red, a little bit of pink on there, Kurt, you know.
There you go. Huh. Imagine that, Sam.
What happens when they come back and say, well, wait a minute, we were wrong. White meat's bad and dark meat's good and, you know. That kind of stuff.
They say one new recommendation is that added sugar should be about 10% of daily calories. They say that's about 200 calories a day, or about the amount in one 16-ounce sugary drink. The recommendation, they say, is part of a larger push to help consumers isolate added sugars from naturally occurring ones, like those in fruit and milk. Added sugars generally add empty calories to the diet. Really? I mean, who's ever said that before, Sam? They say sugar-sweetened beverages make up a large portion of those empty calories. According to the guidelines, sugary drinks comprise 47% of the added sugars that Americans eat every day. These guys are asking for a complete bringing the American economy to a halt, almost.
Bring it to its knees. Now, here's the other interesting thing in the headline or in the news story that you sent that I found interesting, Kurt. It says this: while the guidelines have always been subject to intense lobbying by food industry,
that's right.
This time, it set off a particular, unique, hardcore political debate. Congress even got involved, Kurt.
Yeah. In other words, Congress had to get lobbied for this one.
Yeah.
And a lot of money.
Crazy stuff. Now, I'm just asking, is lean meat better for you, Kurt? What's the opposite of lean meat? Fat meat?
Well, the thing I like about meat that has some fat, Sam, is it has flavor. And here's what happens when people...
By the way, the Latinos know that quite well, and the Americans don't get it for some reason.
Yeah, here's what happens when people do the whole, I'll have that lean meat. Then what do they do, Sam? Oh, they spill about a cup of ketchup on that sucker. And, you know, in my opinion...
Well, they've got it, Kurt. There ain't no flavor in there if they don't.
Yeah, if they would just eat it with the good fat that the good Lord puts there and good beef, you know, man, you'd have the taste already.
You know what I want to do now?
You ready to eat?
I want to create beef with brown sugar. They call it sweet beef tacos now, Kurt. Add sugar and beef and fat and everything and just love it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
There you go. And by the way, they say egg lovers are good. You know, they found that it's okay to eat some eggs.
Yeah, but you're not really off the hook, though, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they say they're not completely off the hook because they say the discussion of cholesterol deeper into the document says individuals should eat as little dietary cholesterol as possible while consuming a healthy eating pattern. By the way, good, Sam, the whole, you know, thing, wouldn't it be nice if they'd address the idea that, hey, the whole cholesterol number is really about worthless, and your real number you ought to look at is your C-reactive protein level. The reason they won't address that, Sam, they don't have a drug. You know, drug company doesn't have a drug
sucker
for you to, you know, lower your C-reactive protein. But we know of a fruit juice that does that, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. Bust out and get that mangosteen fruit. Right?
That's right. Get it from Sam and Kurt. We can take care of you. Get some wild and crazy juice that lowers your C-reactive protein or the inflammation level in your blood. Yeah. Now, they say data included in the report shows that males age 14 to 70, that's a pretty good span, consume more than recommended amounts of meat, eggs, and poultry, while women are more in line with advised amounts. Well, the women are just always doing things a little better, aren't they, Sam? Did you get surveyed about this, by the way? And who
Well, the second I said I want my meat fat and I want sugar in it and I want all this stuff, they just hung up on me, Kurt.
Eggs and poultry. They say, yeah. Congress got involved in this because they want some money, like you said, on the whole lobbying thing. And that really shocked me about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
Congress.
How in the world would they make this whole dietary thing political? I mean, you know, political things.
Hey, Kurt, Trayvon Martin's mother decided who she wants for president now, too.
Oh, boy. What did she say? Well, she'd be a Trumpster, probably.
No.
No, she's a Hillary.
He's belligerent, gun-toting tweak is what he is.
Oh, that's right.
She's for Hillary.
She's a Hillary.
Roger that. Quick pause. Guests coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use station.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think the Power Mall. They help us. You help them. It all turns out fantastic. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you and do business with the good guys. Without further ado, our guest, Marianne Christensen. She's the executive director of the Utah Eagle Forum. They got a convention coming up this Saturday. Details in seconds. Have your pen and paper handy because we'll drill into it and let you know exactly what's happening and tell you how you can become part of the solutions today. Marianne, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on with you guys.
All right. Now, the Eagle Forum event for Utah, are they annually?
Yes. And it's always the third weekend in January, right before the Utah legislative session, because it's really a huge preparation for what's going to happen in the legislative session, and we help people know what the issues are and how they can be involved in it. So it's largely a training session for that.
Now, one of the phrases that you're focusing on this time in particular says, with the state of the nation today and the Utah legislative session beginning in 2 weeks, it is important time to understand where we are headed. Now, I like the rest of the sentence even more, and then we'll break this down a little bit. And become part of the solution to our problems. That's what our convention is all about. First, let's talk about where we're headed. You know, Barack's out of control is the first point to make, right?
He is out of control. He's a monarch. He's issuing executive orders right and left, having the effect of law without going through a legislative process. And the legislatures should be reining him in. They have the power to do it, and they're not doing it. So we have a problem with elected officials at all levels. There's a lot of people who are saying, we have almost all of our Utah delegation coming to our convention. We have Senator Lee and all of the Congress people coming to our convention to talk. We stay in communication with them, and we try and have a reining in influence on them. There's a lot of pressure back there in Washington, D.C. that we have to, you know, they're pulled in one direction, we're trying to pull them in the other. most of our legislators, our congresspeople, are responsive to us. Now, we know that they're a lot of times a part of the problem. They haven't been perfect in all of their votes. Mike Lee is pretty darn perfect in his voting, but we've had some disappointments with the congresspeople. But we pretty much have an open door with them, and they show us the respect they have for us by attending our convention. So our convention goers are going to have a little bit of access to them and be able to talk to them when they're not actually speaking Saturday morning. So it's kind of an exciting time for people to be able to come and have a voice with the delegation from Washington, D.C., and let them know how we, the people in Utah, are feeling about their performance back in Washington, D.C.
Well, I think a lot of the time, Marianne, I think people mean well. People know there's a problem, but people don't really know where to go, what to do, how to fit into something to actually make a difference. They kind of feel like, man, there's just nothing I can do about it, and so they kind of get discouraged. The Eagle Forum and your organization and the convention is kind of a way to say, look, there are people doing things. You're not alone. Here's how you can get involved. Here's what we're doing. Would you like to be part of it?
Exactly. And we can figure out how to plug people into some level of involvement. And you tell us what your circumstances are, and we'll tell you how you can still be a part of a solution. And that's why I love you and your radio program so much, too, because the first thing we have to do is to educate people. We have to let them know that there are really critical issues, that we can go a different direction if enough people care, and then we tell them how they can be part of that new direction. People are frustrated with our public officials, but our public officials are all getting elected. We are doing it. We are electing them. And we're failing to replace them a lot of times. We did a wonderful thing. It was amazingly beneficial to us that we replaced Senator Bennett with Senator Lee. He has been, he's a golden boy for conservatives in Washington, D.C. And if you really look at his record, he's darn near perfect from a conservative point of view. We have a lot of work to do with Senator Hatch, obviously, because
oh, boy, yeah, like make sure he never gets in office again.
Yeah, we keep electing him here in Utah because he has seniority. Well, who cares if his voting record is so pitiful, and it is pitiful. The problem is we don't pay attention to what the voting records are. We don't pay attention to the issues. We don't pay attention to what they're voting for. We listen to Election Day sound bites, and we keep electing them in Washington and in the state and on a local level. We keep electing the wrong people. And so we really have a duty to know the issues so that we can vet candidates based on knowledge that we have. We keep electing people because we're not knowledgeable enough about what the issues are and what public officials should believe about the issues, not what they do believe about the issues. So education is a huge part of what absolutely must be done to start us on a new path. You guys do it on the radio show. There's a few other radio shows that tell the truth and that really educate people properly. And I really, my hat's off is to you. My hat is off to you guys because you're amazing at what you do and you understand the issues. We're trying to do that too. At our convention, we try and let people know what issues we're dealing with. Now, there have been some huge changes in Utah the last couple of years. And the biggest changes, most devastating, most shocking changes have happened in Utah when citizen involvement dropped off. Isn't that an interesting correlation? Several years ago, we had Tea Party groups spring up, and the Capitol was just crawling with new people from new groups trying to have an influence.
And I think part of the problem is
that kind of died down. And Eagle Forum was pretty much alone up there again on a lot of issues, and we've had some big changes.
I think part of the problem is people got discouraged because really what happened is the insiders that are all paid to work for government doubled down and tripled down. And that's why we got rid of, Bob Bennett or whatever, and then we tried to get rid of Hatch, and the insiders quadrupled their efforts, and we weren't ready for it. And now a lot of patriots are just kind of giving up. We need to reinvigorate them and let them know, you know what, this is not a one-time election cycle scenario. This is a day in and day out. Keep working on it a little bit at a time, a little bit from a lot of people, make an incredible difference. Idea, we need to teach them to be in the fight, the battle, the effort for the long haul, right?
Exactly. I don't understand that, gee, I'm discouraged, well, I'm going to quit deal, because if we all get discouraged and quit, we're just inviting the sludge to pour into our lives. We're just inviting it. It doesn't matter if we're making headway or not. We still have to hold back the tide. And we've got to do our best. And I believe that God is waiting to bless us, but he won't bless us until we're doing our part, until we're making the effort. And that's important to remember, too. We ask God to be blessing our efforts in everything that we do. And we need to be a righteous nation in order to expect his blessings on us.
I agree. We need God's blessings. We all need to do our own part, though, and do the very best we can, and then trust in God for the rest. Let's talk about what it'll be this Saturday all day long.
This Saturday, all day long, it starts at 8:30 sharp. Gail's always really good to start us right at the moment. So everyone needs to get there early to check in so that they don't miss any of it. And they can register online at UtahEagleForum.org. Really easy to remember, UtahEagleForum.org, and the registration process is really simple. It's $39 a person. It includes lunch from Meaters, and you can order the lunch that you want as part of the registration process, and it's going to be a really, really great thing. We have Glenn Wright, who is the director of the National Eagle Forum, Washington, D.C. office. So besides our Washington delegation coming to speak about what's going on a national level, she's there to talk about what we can expect and what Eagle Forum is going to be doing, and who Eagle Forum can work with in Washington to pursue the conservative path. And so I'm really excited about her. She's one of my favorite people on the planet.
And give us her name again.
Vibrant. Glenn Wright. She's young. She's vibrant. She's passionate. She's knowledgeable. Just one of my favorite people. So I'm really excited that she's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marianne Christensen is with us. She's the executive director of the Utah Eagle Forum. They got a convention going on this Saturday in Salt Lake City. UtahEagleForum.org to become part of it today. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Marianne Christensen about the Eagle Forum, Utah Eagle Forum event this Saturday. It's an all-day event. You can get lunch from Neaters as you sign up. It's incredible. There's going to be speakers. It's just cool how you can plug in and get involved in an organization that's making a difference. And all you ladies out there, it is the Eagle Forum. So, you know, they want articulate ladies that can stand for liberty as well. That's a, you know, mothers really have what we used to call it, the kitchen militia, you know, where they're taking care of business for America. UtahEagleForum.org for you to sign up and learn more. UtahEagleForum.org. Marianne, I guess Rod Arquette, a well-known talk show host in Salt Lake City, is going to be speaking, or is he the MC?
He's going to be speaking.
Okay.
And he's going to talk about the slant that media puts on everything and how it's manipulative and destructive.
And well, boy, is he right about that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, if you want to call Rod Arquette and have him come on this Friday for like 10 minutes, he can come on and promote the event right the day before it starts, if you like as well. Get a hold of Rod, get a hold of us, see if we can work that out. But we're willing to help in that way as well. Kurt, Tim Ballard's going to be there. Rod Arquette, Marianne Christensen, Kurt Crosby's going to be there. Right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we'll have, a sweet situation for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to taste some raw honey right there, you can do it. It looks like one of our regular guests, Scott Bradley, will be there. Our good buddy Jim Norlander will be there. You got Tim Irwin, another, these are all, I guess you could say, radio
guys. It's amazing we know all these people, Kurt.
Dave Jorgensen, you know, just, one of my heroes as well, Utah State Representative LaVar Christensen, a guy who has basically stood up against the whole homosexual crowd in a great fashion.
A pro-family advocate, to say the least.
That's right.
Does a great job. Right. Marianne, go ahead.
I love LaVar. He's very contemplative and he takes a spiritual approach to the legislation that he sponsors. He's going to be sponsoring a religious liberty bill, and he's coming to talk about that. We understand that he's injured himself, so he broke his leg, and we're crossing our fingers that he'll be able to be there. And his assistant is saying he still will be. So on crutches, I think. But he's coming to talk about religious liberty, and it is so important. If we're going to pass special protection in the law for interest groups, then it becomes ever more important, absolutely critical, that we pass religious liberty protections at the same time. And if we don't, life will change for us. We will absolutely be 100% muzzled outside the walls of our own home, and it just can't happen. We need that legislation so badly.
All right.
Yeah, that's really not the way freedom of speech is supposed to work. It's not supposed to be that, in America, we can kill babies, but, man, if you tell somebody how to cure a cow with a fruit juice, you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
You got it's that right. You also don't tell people, like, not to steal or anything, because, whoa.
That's right.
Crazy if you do that kind of stuff.
It's crazy. It is very much. We're already to the point where you don't get to say what's not politically correct.
I do.
We're already to that point. We've got to back up from that position, which is what LeVar's bill will do, and it's very important. Senator Jackson also has a bill that will protect people's rights in their private intimate spaces like bathrooms and locker rooms, because we have given...
Hey, man, no dudes walking into the chick's restroom around here?
We've given homosexuals rights that violate our rights to privacy, our right to protect our children from exposure to things we've always tried to protect them from.
Wait a minute. I thought your rights ended where mine begin and mine end where yours begin.
Well, no. My rights end where the anti-discrimination laws start.
Oh,
that's where we are. So Senator Jackson's got a bill to correct that. We're fighting a bill. Representative Powell has a terrible, terrible, terrible bill. He wants a constitutional amendment to undo our marriage amendment, and he wants to purge the law of all references to man and woman, husband and wife. So, you know,
just like the founders, huh? Mm-hmm.
Just falling into the plans to make this a homosexual nation. So that's a terrible bill. We're going to be fighting that. There's a euthanasia bill making euthanasia legal. We're going to be fighting that one. All these things we're going to be talking
about. How come everybody wants the right to die, but people aren't fighting for the right to live or life? I don't understand that.
You know, there is a bill to defund Planned Parenthood.
So yeah, bring it on.
Governor Herbert did it. Now they're going to legislate it. And that's Senator Dayton, and she's going to be there to talk about that and about all the pro-life efforts that are going to be made this session, too.
I haven't had a lot of praise for Governor Herbert, but in that one, defunding Planned Parenthood, I got to support that
right.
For sure.
He did the right thing.
He did the right thing on that. I was kind of shocked. You know, once in a while, a clock's right, even a stop one.
He did it the right way, too, so... Have your staff research that and make sure that the approach they were taking was going to stand up in court. So we're really confident Planned Parenthood, go for it if you want to, but we're winning this one. All that they are is a provider.
And you're right about that.
From the federal government, they can choose whatever providers they want to, and there are plenty of other providers in the state of Utah. Planned Parenthood does not need to be the recipient of those funds.
Now, there's another interesting thing that Governor Herbert did that I want to pick your brain on, guys, really quick. Herbert calls for restoration of balance of power between states and the feds, Dateline Salt Lake City. I agree with that, too. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, yeah. My doubt... Now, let me just say that I hats off to Governor Herbert for calling for it. But, you know, so many times talk is cheap. You know what I mean? And I would just be really surprised if all of a sudden Governor Herbert and the governor, good governor from Texas, join up and say, hey, man, we're going to take back over the West. The federal government just needs to get back into Washington, D.C., you know. But hey, maybe Marianne sees it differently. What do you say?
Before
Marianne?
We get to Marianne, just really quick, though, you know where he stated this, Kurt? It was at the National Press Club in Washington where he stated point. Yeah. Go ahead, Marianne.
And that's a big deal. Governor Herbert is coming to speak at our convention. He will be there.
Yep.
And he's done some really great things just recently that we're just thrilled with him about. And to give you a little bit of background, he actually had on his staff Robert Spendlove before Robert Spendlove became one of our representatives. Robert Spendlove's big issue is federalism, and Governor Herbert sent then staff member Spendlove to Washington, D.C. on the federalism issue, okay, to promote federalism with our delegation there and whatever he could do in Washington to promote federalism, which is states' rights. Federalism is the balance.
Isn't it funny?
Between states and federal government. So
that term federalism, though, makes you think it's promoting more Fed stuff, right?
It does.
But it isn't.
It does, and that's why we need more education, don't we? But Governor Herbert, federalism has been an issue of his for a long time. And he had a staff member who was tasked specifically on that. So it's great to have Representative Spendlove in the legislature right now because he has that expertise on federalism. It's his favorite. He loves the bills, but or pushback bills that try and enlarge the state's rights.
All right, we got to abolish the 17th Amendment if we're going to change amendments, Marianne. Get rid of the 17th Amendment and get the good senators of each state in charge of their, you know, the state. Let me start over. Get the state legislature in charge of their federal senator representations and would bring back another incredible check and balance that would give the states a whole lot more power.
Right. That 17th Amendment was one of the worst things we've ever done. And you know what? It's when people start talking about having a constitutional convention, and this is an issue that splits conservatives right down the middle. Some of them thinking we need an Article 5 convention, and some thinking it would be a disaster. Well, you know what? They say it's okay, it's safe, because the safety net is the ratification of the states. You know what? The states ratified the 17th Amendment, and it's been the worst thing this nation has done, period. Because states' rights dissolved when we gave up the one body in Washington that watched out for our states' rights. Now, if the states could ratify the cutting of their own throat with the 17th Amendment, there's a lot of bad things that a new constitutional convention could come up with that the states would go ahead and ratify. And national anti-.
Well, maybe somebody can bring that up to the good governor, huh?
Well, he's on the right track for those, and he's got a lot of clout with governors all around the nation. So he has a great personality for bringing all those governors together, and then he has a background of federalism, and he understands state rights. He hasn't always implemented state rights. He hasn't always taken the really brave.
But there's two solutions I can think of. One of them would be to get rid of the populace electing the senators and have the states do it like if we got rid of the 17th Amendment. The second thing I can think of that would help is have the state of Utah have the guts to get off the federal dole, and then they'd have a lot more autonomy as well. Maybe that could be mirrored to the governor as well. Marianne Christensen, UtahEagleForum.org. Their convention's this Saturday in Utah. Go to UtahEagleForum.org to sign up today. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you. We want your listeners there because they're the right kind of people.
Hopefully we can get somebody on Friday and quickly plug this. We can't spend as long, but we can make sure we get a shout-out, reminder, etc. So follow up on that if you would for us, and we'll do it. Thanks, Marianne.
All right. Thank you.
There she goes, doing a great job as always. We're grateful for people that partner for solutions. And all I can tell you is it takes all of us together, ladies and gentlemen. We the people can restore the republic. This nation shall endure.